Texans All Access here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio. Mark Vandermeer with the General, John McClain. Rick Smith joins us now, General Manager and Executive Vice President. How's it going, Rick?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing very well.
Tremendous.
So,
thank you.
Good.
Here we have a
When are you going to get a quarterback? We're so tired of waiting on you getting a quarterback in here.
I'm working on it, John. I'm working on it.
Well, Rick, and DeAndre Hopkins talked about, hey, it's great that the organization did this. Obviously, the aggressive move on draft night, and Deshaun Watson off to a great start in his career so far. Could you just assess things for us as to where you are right now heading into Sunday?
Well, with respect to our football team
and Deshaun, really,
to the quarterback
his progress.
Listen, yeah, I mean, he had a great football game the other day. He's shown improvement every time he's been out, and that's what you want to see from a young player at any position, but particularly, obviously, at the quarterback position. Can he maintain and continue to build on the things that we're doing offensively? And it seems like he's been able to do that so far.
What is the one thing that he's done in these three starts that has, say, surprised you the most? Just one thing.
Yeah, I think we talked about that, John. I think it's his ability to have great command of what we're asking him to do. And the way that he distributed the ball last week was pretty impressive to me. I mean, he threw the ball to a number of different – I think it was six different receivers that caught passes from him. He's got a good command over what we're asking him to do offensively. And I think he understands when Bill calls a play, I think he understands what the design of the play is, what they're trying to get accomplished from the play, and then what the issues are with respect to dangers and getting in and out of plays. I think he's got a good understanding of that.
Rick, Lamar Miller off to a really good start and a balanced start, running, catching. Last year he might have had more rushing yards, I believe, through four games, but now you're seeing some versatility there, and I think that's what you looked for when you signed him as a free agent. Am I correct?
Well, we did. Now, he was you know, his receptions and how they used him in Miami was very limited with respect to that. So that was a skill set that we thought he had. Didn't get a chance to really utilize it as much as we have so far early this year. But that's the same situation with 27 as well.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy that didn't catch the ball a lot at Texas, but he's got reception skills. He's got some ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. He's been able to do some of that for us. And I think that Foreman's presence is really helping Lamar as well. So I think that, you know, the combination of those guys as well as the other backs, I mean, obviously we've got a bunch of running backs on his team, but I do think that combination of those two players allows Lamar to stay fresh. It allows us to do some different things with him. He's doing a great job in pass protection as well. He's doing some chipping and some blitz protection stuff that's really helping us continue to move the ball and make plays on third down and keep the chains moving.
He had at least three really good blocks in that game Sunday.
Are you watching tape that closely?
Yeah, I'm watching tape every once in a while.
I actually went back and watched this one
twice now that you got a quarterback. It's worth going back and watching again. But Miller, is it experience or he's smart? Coach, what makes a back be a really good blocker who picks up the right guy?
Well, the first thing is want to and toughness, right? So he's a tough guy. So you've got to want to step up and put your face in there and block a blitzing linebacker and a guy that's running full speed and then have the patience to sit there and then, you know, so there's a skill set, there's a want to, there's an intelligence factor that understands where the pressure's coming from and the ability to see that. So it's a combination of things, but he's been good at that his entire career.
Rick, it's fun to watch players get better, and it looks like Will Fuller is one of those guys. Year one to year two jump. We've seen only one game, but you could see flashes of it in OTAs and before he got hurt in training camp. What about his progress?
Yeah, I think you know, Will, by and large, I think his resume and the thing that his calling card is his speed, obviously, because he's such a dynamic and he's got such explosive speed. But he has continued to improve his route running ability, and he's worked on that. And he's obviously worked on his hands, and he's got to continue to catch the ball consistently. But he is improving, you're right. And if he continues to do that, then I think he could be a really good player for us.
I asked this for a column I did with you this week, but I wanted to say it on the air about undrafted free agents. Dylan Cole's coming off a lot of games, a lot of big play. Talk about why he didn't get drafted and why you liked him and his progress so far.
Well, I think you're seeing why we liked him. He's just he's a tremendous football player. And as it relates to the draft and why he wasn't drafted, I think it's, you know, we have these you know, size, height, weight, speed parameters, position parameters, things that we look for. If you run a query by position, and you take some physical characteristics, whether it's height, weight, speed, arm length, 40 time, shuttle time, all those things, and you line those things up and you average those things out by position, he falls outside of the parameters for inside linebackers in the National Football League. And then you look at the level of competition. Okay, right. And then, so he didn't play at a high level of competition either. And so you got two strikes against you. And so that's probably why the young man wasn't drafted. But we really liked him. We liked his tape. The biggest thing, and I say this all the time, the most important thing when you are evaluating a player is what he does on tape, what his resume is on tape as a football player. And that was off the charts for the young man. And so that's why we were aggressive with him in terms of trying to sign him as a college free agent, and I'm happy we got him.
Another one was, we talked to you about Bruce Ellington last week, was Marcus Gilchrist started in this last game, and he made a big play. Bill was talking him up, so I'm assuming he's going to start in this one. Another guy that had been hurt, y'all waited on a little bit. Talk about him, how far he's come, and what his impact can be.
Yeah, he's a pro. I mean, he's a pro. And you know that he's going to be where he's supposed to be. He's going to get other guys lined up because he's a good communicator. You need that at the safety position. And he'll make a play, and like he did last week, as you mentioned. And so it was just good to get him in the mix when we got him. And you're right, he was coming off of an injury. But, you know, I can't really sing the praises of Jeff Kaplan, Roland Ramirez, and our medical and athletic training staff, and the job that they do, not only from a rehabilitative perspective, but also from a preventative perspective. When we get these guys in here, they are putting these guys on pretty intense and pretty specific daily regimens of how you can either get back from an injury if you have one, or how you can stay ahead of injuries if you've had a history of them. They do a great job of isolating that and analyzing that and putting guys on corrective programs.
I just thought of something. Excuse me, Mark.
Sure.
If you're recruiting a free agent in the future and there's competition and he's coming off an injury, wouldn't that be something to say, hey, you come here, we know how to get you back on the field, as opposed to like some places that don't get them on the field and cut them, fail them on a physical?
Well, I do. I think all the elements of the organization are there to accentuate and to talk about when you're recruiting free agents. And I will tell you, I mean, obviously, I feel good about this group. That's a reputation I think our guys have around the league. So, in other words, these players talk. And so I think if you were to poll players that have been here versus other places and other organizations, I think they will tell you that our training staff is one of the best.
That's very good. And with Gilchrist, when you signed him, we noticed that he was observing practice for a few days when he first got to the Greenbrier. Was he completely healthy yet, or was he still sort of on the mend when you inked him?
We put him on a plan. I mean, mm-hmm. we sat down and we decided, hey, this is the plan, and this is how we are going to bring him back and integrate him into the practice plan. And so it was by design.
Calculated risk, and it's working out really well for you. Chris Thompson, undrafted free agent from the University of Florida, makes a big play for you with that return last week, and he's got a lot of energy on special teams.
Well, yeah, and the reason we brought him up, you know, number one, he's got speed, and so trying to improve our speed and athleticism on our special teams units, he can go out and run a go route and do some things on offense. But, you know, you earned it right. He had been working extremely hard in practice. We tell these guys when we cut to 53 and we sign that initial 10 guys to the practice squad, you know, part of my message is this is not a redshirt year for you. You've got to get ready to play, because the first place we come to is our practice squad when we want to try to improve our team. And so, or if it's an injury or whatever. So you've got to prepare like you are starting and like you're playing like everybody else on the 53-man roster. He did that. He continued to make plays during practice. And so, you know, and it's nice when you do that and the football team sees that, they feel good about it because they know the guy earned the opportunity.
I think we got to be fair here because of going back all season. But talk about the offensive line coming off its best game, especially after the way it started the season. It looks like it's gotten progressively better.
It has. And I think the offense is a big part of that. I think the backs helping out is a big part of that. I think Bill's game plans are a big part of that. I think the quarterback's a big part of that. So everybody's getting better. The tight end group's doing a better job. So you're right. We're improving. We've got you're coming off a 57-point, you know, we didn't score 57 on offense. We scored a ton of points on offense.
Just
very,
50.
Very productive. And so when you score that many points in this league, you got to be hitting on all cylinders. My hope is that we continue that, right? Because it is a what have you done for me lately league, and so we've got a significant test this weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're going to have to be good, if not better than we were last week, to win this game.
Rick, thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks,
okay,
Rick.
Guys, thanks.